All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Aaron Stanfield. Aaron picked up his first number one qualifier of the year, second in his career, with his run of 6.468 seconds, 211 miles an hour. Historic run, quickest run in EFI history, quickest run in the class in 5 years. You throw all that together, Aaron, what was that like to put together a pass like that?
It was, it was awesome. I'm sure the crew chiefs were, might have been a little nervous up there. We had some really good weather conditions, but the track was, the track conditions were a little bit tricky. But I had all the confidence in the world. They did a heck of a job. Mark, Timmy, Jake, Big Al, Casey, Blake, all the guys working on my hot rod. They did a great job.
Today was so, unknown, I guess, in a sense, not even knowing if you guys were going to get one in. How did you guys prepare for a run like that, or did you try to just throw everything at it and see what happened?
Definitely, whenever you're thinking you're only going to get one qualifying run, it definitely affects your decisions. So I don't think the guys went up there trying to absolutely lay the gauntlet down, but they did for sure.
You've given a lot of credit to the crew, and obviously they have to do what they have to do in order to get the car ready for you. How difficult was it to keep it straight and to make it go?
For my run, it was in the groove the whole entire time. I could tell that it was nice and free, but I didn't feel very loose. So I was fortunate enough to stay nice and in the groove, and it was a clean run from start to finish.
Not everybody could do that.
You've made plans for story.com. You had some great success early this season. The car's running really well. What kind of confidence is that giving you this season with all the success that you're having in the car that you have underneath you?
It definitely gives me confidence as a driver. And I've always had all the confidence in the world and the guys working on my hot rod. I say it all the time. I am the lucky one that gets let off the clutch pedal, and they work really hard. So I just got to go out and do my job tomorrow, and I think we'll be tough to beat if we can keep a fast race car.
Speaking of tomorrow, similar weather, ambient and or track conditions. What do you think the field will hold?
I think maybe if we can get some sunlight on the track, get some heat in the track, we could see some more of those. Maybe mid to high 40 runs for sure. I think it might even be a little bit there. Might be a little bit better tomorrow. So I wouldn't be surprised if you saw another one.
Did you learn anything from some of the earlier elite cars that went down the track before you?
It's as a driver, it's definitely sometimes it's kind of tough. You're kind of sitting back with your car. So for me, I just kind of keep my head clear and focus on what I have to do, and I know the crew chiefs are gonna take what they learn with cars going down the racetrack and apply it to mine. So I leave that job up to them.
Aaron, so much history here. I'm sorry. Okay. So much history here at this track. You've already set a record this weekend. What would it mean for you to kind of finish the job and get a Gator Nationals victory in Pro Stock?
2 years ago, we come really really close and came up short in the final round. So I think to redeem ourselves, I think it would be that would be pretty high up on the list for sure.
So you're not just running Pro Stock this weekend. You've got factory stock, and you said something to me on the way up here to be able to perform how you do in the Pro Stock car and see what we just saw. But you said you've got to have some stomach ulcers dealing with your factory stock. I don't think a lot of people who just pay attention to the Pro class know what all you do in the weekend. This weekend's packed for you.
Yes, it's packed. We have there's four showdown cars that Stanfield Racing Engines is working on this weekend. So from a crew chief's perspective, I get to make decisions on factory stock cars. So I can imagine the crew chiefs might have been a little bit nervous that run right there, because you only get one shot, and not a DNQ can affect your whole entire season. So I can kind of put myself in their shoes and just let them make their good decisions.
Awesome. Thanks, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Corey. Come let factory stock not be sad.